said he's been dead a week, but nobody's figured out yet what he died
with.
When he dies, and they take him to the place where they're going to prepare him for the burial, what is he placed in? What is his body placed in?
They carry him to the morgue, and he is embalmed.
Mm-hmm. After they embalm the body, where do they put it to rest?
In the casket.
Mm-hmm. Now, they take the casket usually, and they have a ceremony for the person who is dying. The ceremony is either at the grave or it's sometimes in a church. What's that ceremony?
Funeral.
And where do they put the body to rest?
In the cemetery.
Okay. The people who are there, dressed in black, because the man's died, we say that they are in?
The family. Mourners.
Okay. They are in?
Mourning.
Okay. If somebody meets you on the street and says, well, how are you today? If you're feeling just about average, you'd say, oh, I'm?
Fine.
Okay. If your children are out late and your husband's getting all excited and upset about it, and you try to calm him down, you say, well, they'll be home all right. Just don't.
Don't worry. But it works right the other way with me. I'm the worrywart. And I'll be up walking and worrying, and I'll say, well, don't worry. What you worrying about? He'll lay there and sleep. Don't bother him. I'm the one that worries.
Okay. If somebody is very old and their joints begin to get stiff and aching, you might say they've got a touch of
arthritis.
Okay. There's a disease that children used to get, I think, quite a lot. It could be fatal, but they don't get it too much anymore because they get shots for it. But the disease caused the children, it affected their throats and caused them to choke in the night.
That's diphtheria.
Okay. What disease is it that will turn your skin yellow?
It isn't jaundice, is it?
It is. If you have your appendix taken out, you say that you've had an attack of?
Appendicitis.
If someone eats something that doesn't agree with him, he has to go to the bathroom and he has to
vomit.
Do you know any crude terms used for vomit?
I used to hear people say, I throwed up. I threw up.
Any others?
Hmm?
Any other crude terms?
I threw up. I vomited.
Okay. If a person has vomited, you say, he is sick.
At his tummy.
Okay. You might have a neighbor who enjoys gossip or something. You say, well, she hardly got the news when she came right over
and told me.
Okay. If you're going to be disappointed if someone won't come, you say, I blank be disappointed.
I'm looking for someone,
mm-hmm.
and they don't get there.
Yeah, and you say, well,
I am very much disappointed.
Okay. Since you are going to be disappointed, you'll say, I blank be disappointed.
I will be disappointed.
Okay, if he...
If they or she or he doesn't come.
Okay. Anytime that... Well, let's say you're talking to a friend or neighbor or that one, and you say, well, anytime you come over, to see you.
We will be glad to see you anytime you come.